are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, well, you know, you may not get medical advice today, but you're definitely going to get some practical advice. We are coming up on New Year's, and what is the one thing that happens to most of us on New Year's? Right? We drink and get a hangover. So I'm going to just quickly talk about how to prevent a hangover. Some of you may not like what I'm going to say, and some of you may be like, oh, well, that makes sense. All right, and please be careful this holiday season. I know many of us have been just dying for 2012 to come, right? We have been waiting, right? 3 years? 3 years now, all right? And I know, I'm very excited, too. I'm very excited to. No, I won't be drinking because we're going to be going to a friend's house and the kids are going to hang out and then we're going to go to dinner, just the adults. But then we got to drive back. And so I'm kind of nervous because, you know, I live in Southern Nevada. So, you know, everybody comes to Las Vegas to party for New Year's. So we're always worried about the drunk driver. So I'm like, oh, honey, watch out for that one. Watch out for that one. Watch out for that one. So I need to be really keen and acute. You know, plus I will be doing a show that day. So I just have to make sure I am sharp. But it is fun to watch the rest of you guys get drunk and stupid and silly. It is fun. It is. So we're going to talk about that. All right. We're also going to talk about how Christopher Columbus possibly brought syphilis back to Europe right after he visited the Americas. Thank you, Christopher Columbus. Right? You thought he just discovered spaghetti. We're going to be talking about a medicine that could help with hot flashes. We're also going to be talking about, this is kind of interesting. They say if you tweet certain red flag words, or even Facebook certain words, your account may be read by the U.S. government. So we got, that's kind of kooky. Yes, we got to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about a woman who was so sick of her migraines, rather than Botoxing the muscles, she just had the muscles taken out by surgery. And it looks like it worked. So we got a lot to talk about. But what is the most fascinating and the most interesting are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You could follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and I'll tell you which buzzwords not to use. And follow us on Facebook, of course. And you could email us at drdahlia.com. I think I'm all caught up with emails. I got one email just during the last show. Again, feeling bad for me with my cold. I'm almost done. I need to be able to celebrate New Year's and scream and have fun. So I'm almost there. Let's go right into the drinking because I know some of you are, you know, you have a pen and paper already. Okay. So again, you got to be smart about this. All right. However you used to drink when you were younger, you got to do the exact opposite. Now, what did we do when we were younger? Well, first, all right, we didn't eat all day. Because we wanted as little alcohol as possible to do the trick, right? That's what we used to do, right? We wouldn't eat all day so that we would have as empty a stomach. So then, because I didn't have money. I didn't have a lot of money. And, you know, guys really didn't want to spend money on drinks either. And I always thought, oh, that's okay. You know, the guys will spend the money. Guys don't, you know. My friends were just as poor. So you'd starve yourself all day long. So then the alcohol would, no, you can't be doing that. You can't be doing that. Also, you even mix our alcohols. First drink will be tequila. The other drink will be vodka. All right. So no. Okay. Don't do that. Really, honestly, you really shouldn't be having more one or two drinks. You really shouldn't. I know everybody wants to get drunk. They want to get silly. But then you're not going to remember New Year's. Okay. So know your own limits. But eat. Eat before you go out. Okay, this way you don't have the big rush, the big buzz. Okay, it reduces the acetaldehyde in the stomach. And now, again, some people of Asian descent, they'll flush. So they know how to do this. Those that can drink, they know they eat. And we don't want grease. Everybody says you got to have grease. Just eat a good meal, good protein, etc. Don't mix the alcohols. Okay, don't do that. Don't mix the alcohols. If you're going to do vodka, then you do vodka. If you're going to do champagne, you do champagne. Right, brandy, you do brandy. However, be careful with certain types of alcohol. The lighter liquors like your vodka and gin may be better than your brandy or your whiskey. Now, again, I'm not telling you to drink. I'm not telling you to drink, okay? I'm not supposed to. I'm a doctor. But what usually happens when people have hangovers is it's because they went for the dark liquor. We've talked about this on the show. So your brandy and whiskey are going to be more prone to giving you headaches like red wine. I can't drink any red wine. I get headaches. White wine could do that too, but not as bad as red wine. So your darker alcohol could do it. And also your cheaper alcohol will make you more sick. So try to avoid the cheaper alcohol. And, you know, champagne will do it too. Champagne, it's funny. People think champagne is light. They go, but champagne is light. It's a girly drink. Guys don't drink champagne. Champagne is a girly drink. So I won't. No. You'll still get hungover. Absolutely, you get hungover with champagne. So you got to be careful. But what's most important, which we always recommend, is you hydrate. Drink fluids. Now, I know a lot of you are like, Dahlia, you're missing the whole point, okay? We want to get buzzed. We want to get stupid. We want to get silly. Listen, a lot of you do have to work the next day. And hangovers are absolutely miserable. You need to drink your fluids. I don't like the caffeinated beverages. We talk about, please stay away from mixing, you know, what a lot of you like, Red Bull and Jaeger. No, I've talked about this. Please avoid caffeinated drinks when you're drinking because you feel less drunk and then you drink more. Now, coffee the next day, caffeine helps. The reason why caffeine helps is because you're drinking some fluids and the caffeine helps with the headache sometimes. But honestly, the best thing you could do is hydrate and get your vitamins in. You lose a lot of potassium. Why? Because alcohol causes you to pee. All right, you dehydrate. It makes you urinate more. So when you urinate more, you lose a lot of your salts and you lose a lot of potassium. So what you need to do is you need to make sure you have a very, very good breakfast that has potassium. That's why Bloody Marys. That's why people, you know, take Bloody Marys because they have the vitamins in them. I don't particularly want you to have a Bloody Mary. I don't think that's the healthiest thing to do, but I know a lot of you do that. So you got to get your fructose. You got to get sodium. You got to get your potassium back in the morning, but hydrate. Now, a lot of people also say you don't get a hangover if you have sex. I cannot advise you to do that, okay? Because if you're stupid, you may have sex with the wrong person. However, if you are married, if you are in a monogamous relationship and it's mutual, have at it. And it does. It has been shown to prevent headaches. Don't know why. All right, but you guys can all figure that out. All right, we're coming up on break. Can I stop talking about hangovers? But be careful, guys. Have fun, but please be careful. And remember, walking while drunk can get you killed, too. So don't be stupid. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I can give you up-to-the-date updates, even if you don't have time to listen to my show or if we have this radio blackout. You heard there's supposed to be this massive solar storm which could knock out radio signals over the next few days. Scientists are warning everybody, which means all six of you who listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show may not get the Dr. Dahlia Show and go through withdrawal. What are we going to do? Radio blackouts for a few days? They said there's these solar storms, and the radiation from the flare of these solar storms called coronal mass ejections. Coronal mass ejections. A urologist could have fun with that one. Causes magnetic storms. The flare is part of a larger increase in activity in the sun, which runs in 11-year cycles and is expected to peak around 2013. See, if it is expected to peak, I should take some time off because if no one's going to hear my show, right? They say the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Space Weather Prediction Center, the You know, it is so hard to report on this stuff without any mnemonics. All right, wrote, Kat, I'm sorry, guys, that's... Okay, you know what? There's only six of us listening. I can make myself laugh. It's New Year's. All right. Category G1, minor geomagnetic storms are expected 28 and 29 of December. Oh, well, then it's passed due to multiple coronal mass ejection arrivals. And then minor radio blackouts are expected until December 31. I tried to pretend that was a blackout. Okay. You know what? No one's having fun today. All right. They said these things are hot. Around 100 trillion degrees Celsius? That's a lot. The Earth is occasionally hosed by these ejections. You know what? If this was a urology show, we would have so much fun. Okay, let's just stop. Let's just stop. All right. So hopefully there's no blackouts of the Dr. Dahlia show. Oh, man, Donovan. Donovan's working the dials tonight. He's like, please, please take her off the air. Okay, you guys are going to love this one. You know how I have a problem with medicines that look the same or sound the same? Well, apparently, I don't know who the, you know, brainiac is, but there's a medicine called Durezol for eye surgery patients and Durasol, which is a wart remover. So you could guess what happened. Okay, so apparently a patient, I guess the pharmacist dispensed the wart remover instead of eye drops to an eye surgery patient, and it resulted in serious injury. Now, I know you'd say, well, why didn't the patient read the bottle? Well, she was an eye patient, so maybe she couldn't have read the bottle. But, I mean, very, very sad, very scary. So the eye drug Durezol, difluprednate ophthalmic emulsion, and wart remover Durasol, which is salicylic acid, sounds familiar, gets mixed up. They look pretty similar. And so the pharmacist dispensed, of course, the wrong thing. All right, so now the FDA informs it has received several reports of Durezol and Durasol mix-ups. Thank God most of the mistakes were spotted, you know, with the exception of that one. So people are complaining, and now I think the FDA is going to have to get a clue. And, of course, I think the FDA has a problem because if you're going to okay a drug, right, and you okay a drug a few years back that's Durezol, and then somebody is Durasol, okay, and you know, one is for the foot and one's for the eye. You'd think the FDA has some sort of a data bank, has some sort of a working computer, right, that could go, okay, wait a second, let's stop. All right, no, you need to name it something differently. And, you know, when they come up with these names, you know, they name it after the dog. They like Durezol. I bet D is for the wife, Daphne. U is for the kid's favorite cartoon, Underdog. I mean, you know, when they come up with these names, I don't know who gets to do it. They flip a coin. I don't know. But the problem is people can get hurt. Now, thank God the pharmacists discover the change. But many of us doctors, we don't write prescriptions out. All right. I mean, and even if we did, our handwriting stinks, a lot of us, but we call the prescriptions in. So you call the prescription in, and if you say Durezol, use as directed, it's not the pharmacist's fault, right? It's the stupid name of the drug. Now, I had a patient where the pharmacist did screw up. And again, I love pharmacists. We're not bagging on pharmacists. Like I said, it's not their fault. However, this was a patient who should have second-guessed what was done. And she had picked up a prescription. One was a anti-inflammatory, and the other was Ambien for sleep. And I guess the medicine was in the wrong bottle. So when she grabbed the anti-inflammatory, she popped two of them. And she basically popped two Ambien. And she said she fell asleep as she was driving into her driveway. Now, Ambien has a distinct shape, so I'm trying to think of what anti-inflammatory is that tiny. I mean, the Ambien is a real delicate-looking pill. So, I mean, but again, she wasn't thinking. She probably opened it up. She probably didn't know. She was like, generics, they change their color. I was talking the previous hour how my antibiotic was generic. I only had a $15 copay, but boy, it looks different. I think it even acts different. Generics shouldn't be that much different, but they do. So you need to look and see what's going on. And if you can't read the vial, you can't read the packaging, then you need to have somebody read it for you. But that's pretty scary. That's pretty scary. And you know, I'm looking at this wart remover Durasol, and it does come in droplets, you know, because salicylic acid could be administered as a droplet. So you could just imagine how bad the outcome could have been. So, you know, now, I'm a doctor. All right, and a pretty damn good one, but my handwriting stinks. My handwriting is absolutely horrible. It is. And I think it's just years and years of writing and all the writing that you do. And, you know, I try. I really try. And I tell patients, I go, this is what I'm giving you. So when you go to the pharmacist, you know, you make sure they give you the right medication. Now, thank God the pharmacist will call or they will fax to me the previous medication. So all I have to do is check it off. This way we have less issues with handwriting. But a lot of electronic software now is going to do away with handwriting where you can just click and send the prescription over to the pharmacist. So hopefully that'll really eliminate a lot of these issues. But guys, double check. People make mistakes. And another thing, too, is count the pills. I can't tell you how many of my patients go, Dahlia, I swear to God, there was only 25 pills instead of 30. And I'm like, did your kids steal them? You know? No. And even like with an antibiotic. So sometimes count the pills. I mean, you know how you go through drive-thru? You know, for your fast food and you check, make sure the hamburger doesn't have onions, you know, make sure there's no cheese. You may need to do that with your medications so that you can say, wait a second, there's only 25 pills. It's rare. It's rare. I mean, most of the pharmacists that we know in our city are really, really good with that. But it's happened. Patients have come in saying, look, Dahlia, this is all the pills I got. And, you know, just double check. That's all I want to make on that point is double check. Okay. Just recently, we reported that it looks like an Alaskan volcano has erupted in the Aleutian Islands. It's called Cleveland Volcano. We had fun with this one. All right. Cleveland Volcano in Alaska's Aleutian Islands. I believe it was probably named after President Cleveland. But because I guess they have a lot of things named after presidents over there. But looks like it's spewed up to 15,000 feet ash. Of course, the FAA is going to worry when the ash clouds reach 20,000 feet. So right now, if you're flying anywhere in the area, don't be surprised if they have to take a little bit of a turn. I don't think Gold Rush Alaska, that TV show, is going to be affected by this. I think they're done filming. It's not even anywhere near there, but I know we all love the show. I think the closest village is, I'm finding it right now, it begins with an N. Nikolsky. Nikolsky, Russian. All right, sounding. The nearest village is Nikolsky on another island about 50 miles east. Of course, Russian. Previous eruptions of Cleveland Volcano were not considered a threat to Nikolsky and its 18 permanent residents. Only 18. Can you believe that? That's more than people listening to my show. Wow. All right, the eruption, they said, was not large enough to create lightning. Seismic activity at nearby volcanoes could also signal an explosion at Cleveland Mountain, so they're watching it for... All right, but again, we're not talking Cleveland, Ohio. We're talking about Cleveland, Alaska. I mean, Cleveland Volcano in Alaska. Get it right, people. Okay, so... Ooh, you know, I want to talk about Christopher Columbus. Do we have enough time? No. I want to talk about Christopher Columbus and syphilis when we come back from break. But before we go to break, kind of scary. Little Australian boy, 2-year-old, was playing in his backyard, just kind of playing around Port Douglas, right? And a snake came up to him. It was a python, wrapped itself around his body and tried to suffocate him. Now, luckily, mom was, you know, watching him or was close by. He actually bit the kid's leg. Then started to wrap itself. But, you know, kid was freaking out, but looks like they handled it. You know, neighbors also came to help, got the snake off. Can you imagine running over to your neighbor's house and seeing a little boy wrapped up in with a snake? I mean, you're going to run to get the snake off, but I would be screaming. I would totally lose my cool, right? I would be totally screaming. I'd be Indiana Jonesing it because I do not do well with snakes. But they said a 2-year-old boy doesn't look much different from a wallaby, and so it's not that shocking that a python would go after a kid. But imagine being in your backyard. That's the thing that kind of scares me about Australia. It's beautiful, but they have some of the most dangerous snakes, the most dangerous spiders. I don't, you know, wow. Let your kid play outside. I would freak out. All right. When we come back, a lot of good, interesting scoop we got to talk about. So please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Dr. Dahlia here. Did Columbus bring syphilis back to Europe? Now, I guess previous research said no, Christopher Columbus was in the clear. No, he only taught us spaghetti and I guess the Nina, the Pete, and the, you know, Santa Maria song, and that's about it. We're good. And I guess no, all right? Researchers have said, we really think that Christopher Columbus brought back syphilis because there was no case and no evidence of syphilis before 1492 in Europe. Right? There were no cases. And the way they, I guess, deduce this is they looked at skeletons. And they said usually people with syphilis would have, I guess, different collagen deposition. And I guess they were able to date these skeletons. Let me see. Let me read this to you here. It says, it appears that skeletons previously considered evidence of syphilis in Europe before Columbus's trip. This is what it was, all right? They thought syphilis existed before Columbus ever went to the Americas, so it couldn't have been Columbus. However, they realized that this was seafood consumption that altered the collagen levels of skeletons and not syphilis, which means they have absolutely no evidence of any syphilis prior to 1492. So who do you blame? Columbus. All right. Now, I guess who gets credit for this? George Armagellos from Emory University and Molly Zuckerman from Mississippi State University and Columbia University. You know, it's interesting. You go through all those years of science, and, I mean, I'd be raising my hand saying, oh, can I, please, can I, you know, cure cancer? Can I come up with that? Right? Can I come up with a cure for cancer, please, or AIDS or HIV? No, you're going to work on Christopher Columbus and spreading syphilis. They say the first recorded case in Europe took place in 1495, which was 3 years after Columbus's first voyage to the New World. And let me see. They got it from sex, obviously, the trepanemal disease. Have you ever seen syphilis? It's a very interesting looking bug. Very interesting looking. All right, so what does that mean? I really don't know what we do with this. It means Christopher Columbus had sex. Now, I think going back in history is cool and exciting, but not when we're really dealing with syphilis. No. So, yeah, that was, so I guess they really were, you know, taking some time off of their job, right? Having some relaxation time if they were able to contract syphilis. So now, if this is true, they're going to go back and see who gave it to them, all right? Which village. And, you know, if they could trace that, that's fascinating. Again, what do we do with that knowledge? I don't know. I guess we have to change our songs. I guess, you know, kids in history class, you know, we're going to just add another little tidbit right to the textbooks. And so when Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue, he brought back STD. You know, they could do that. They could add it into the little song that they sing. All right. My kids did a Christopher Columbus play once. I mean, you know, you got to be accurate here. I always look for accuracy. I had a big problem, huge problem when I watched not Contagion, but the Outbreak movie with Rene Russo and Dustin Hoffman, because it wasn't accurate. The pictures of the kidney cells weren't accurate. I had a big problem with that. I mean, you know, if you're already going so far as to talk about the Ebola virus, all right, you know, don't be using fake kidney cells. Okay? Okay. Now, let's talk about this whole Twitter spy thing. This is kind of kooky. I don't really know what to make of this. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. A report has come out now that the Department of Homeland Security has announced plans to scan social networks for keywords such as human to animal, outbreak, strain, and drill. Then identify users. Really? Really, the Department of Homeland Security are they really going to waste time with Twitter? They say that the department, this privacy group was claiming that the Department of Homeland Security is going to have fake profiles. They're going to have a list of these keywords, these danger flag signals or whatever, and then they're going to try to identify users. Okay. So they say simply using a word or phrase from the Department of Homeland Security's watch list could mean that spies from the government read your posts, investigate your account, and attempt to identify you. Now, this is coming from the Daily Mail. All right, this isn't just some blogger. This is coming from a source. Now, I know, I mean, I'm not stupid. I know the government is watching everything. Okay, they are. Right? And they're probably even listening to the Dr. Dolly Show, if you could even believe it. Okay? Yeah, listener number 7 and listener number 8. So I'm not surprised. But really, certain words that you use, I mean, look at this. They say keywords include virus. It includes, you know, illegal immigrant. So when I put any of my news stories up, you know, I mean, look at some of these words. Virus, drill, outbreak, recovery, deaths, collapse, Trojan, human to animal, illegal immigrant. These are words that are going to trigger the Department of Homeland Security to dig deeper into your account. I mean, I put news posts up all the time. But you know what? Let them look. I mean, what do I have? I don't have any pictures of me in my underwear like Anthony Weiner. I mean, I got nothing to hide. But interesting that those are the key words. Now, what I think is stupid is that this is completely announced here. So now a bad guy's listening to this going, oh, okay, well, let's not use the term virus. Let's not use the term death. So I don't know. It sounds too stupid to be true. But I just think it reminds us that, you know, they're watching everything. They're looking at our Facebook. They're looking at our Twitter. They're looking at, you know, things we do. Of course they do. Of course they're watching. But I would just hate to think that, you know, my putting a post up about a virus or an outbreak could be could be looked upon as unscrupulous activity on Twitter. Please. All right. Okay. This is interesting. This is a little unscrupulous. Two Russian men were caught storing caviar for a New Year's Eve party next to bodies in a morgue refrigerator. Okay, this was actually in Russia, okay, in St. Petersburg Hospital, in St. Petersburg Hospital where they worked. 64-year-old funeral business owner and 42-year-old morgue assistant stashed 385 pounds of red and black caviar in the morgue. Police say that the men stored and packed red and black caviar next to the corpses inside the morgue's pathology department. The police video leaked to a Russian news website showed the jars of caviar next to a body. The men claimed the large supply of the delicacy was quote-unquote meant for their private use to celebrate the new year and a party for the hospital personnel. 385 pounds. Okay, how many personnel do you have? Authorities now are checking to see if sanitary laws were broken. Oh my gosh. Or any of the caviar was bought on the black market. They say less than 10% of black caviar sold in Russia last year was done so legally. I don't like caviar. I accidentally had it once. A friend of mine is Russian, and he introduced me to this Russian restaurant. Amazing. And there were these little orange jelly-looking things. And I thought it was Jell-O. I thought it was a jelly. So I took a spoonful. And I mean, it was horrible. Just horrible. And I feel bad because I know a lot of you like caviar. It's supposed to be fancy schmancy. No, not for me. Not for me. All right. Another thing that's not for me is fungus. They say many of our sinks have a pretty dangerous fungus, Fungus fusarium. They say is present in bathroom sink drains, which may be a common source of infection in humans. Now, fusarium has been known to ruin agricultural crops, but some of them can actually hurt humans. In fact, even getting into your eyes. Now, a lot of us, when we clean out our contact lenses, we drop it into the sink, right? Then we pick it up and wash it off. I did. I mean, I'm not going to buy a new pair of contacts. I dropped it in a sink. Well, if you have this fungus, you get a fungal infection in the eyes. All right. Scientists have tested samples from 500 sink drains in 131 businesses in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, California. And they said 66% of the drains and 82% of the buildings had this fusarium fungus. About 70% of them were a species most frequently associated with human infections. Now, I'm not sure if you could also get respiratory infections from this, but the one thing that I like about this article, not that we're all exposed to fungus, is it's reminding us we're surrounded by fungus, okay? You know, we're always worried about viruses. We're always worried about bacteria. But if some of you have a cold that just doesn't go away and you're just not getting better or a cough, et cetera, it could be fungus. Maybe it could be mold. Just don't forget about it. A lot of us in the healthcare field, we do forget about it because viruses and bacteria are more common. But if something doesn't go away, you got to look at fungus. So bring it up to your doctor. Say, Dr. Dahlia, we're talking about fungus in our sink. Is there a way if you could test me if I've been exposed? Why not? All right, guys, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are coming up at the end of the year, and I am just so excited. And thank you all for sharing you know, your 2011 with me and the Dr. Dolly Show. I know you guys had plenty other choices, plenty of other shows to listen to, and thank you so much. And we are going to have even a better 2012. We were talking about the previous hour, and Nancy Pelosi's daughter had spilled the beans and said that her mom really wants to retire. She wants out. She says she's 71 years old. Right. If it wasn't for her donors, she would be out of there. And she wants to have a life. She's done. And even though technically Nancy Pelosi and her daughter don't have a conversation of that nature, they're saying daughter is disclosing that Pelosi wants out. And I think the rest of the country wants her out, too. So it's going to be a very interesting year. Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. Now, this is, I think, pretty incredible. There was a lady so sick of having migraines. Just so sick of it. 47-year-old Pamela Mason she's been dealing with migraines ever since she was 14, that she actually had her frown muscle removed. She said, to heck with this. And doctors, what they did is they tried Botoxing her, conjugator muscle that causes the frown. You know how we've been using Botox now to stop migraines? We inject the muscle of the scalp and it's supposed to help. Well, what they did is they found that if they froze the frown muscle by injecting Botox, even though the Botox only gave her temporary relief, that they could actually remove the facial muscle. She looks great. Corrugator muscle. She looks good. She doesn't frown. Oh, my kids would love if I had that done. I have a mommy look I give them. When they make me mad, I give them a mommy look, and they can't stand it. They probably love my corrugator muscle removed. But you have conjugators elsewhere, but we won't go into that. You also have cremasters, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the frown muscle. So they remove the facial muscle, and she says that it actually worked. Right? She says it doesn't work for every type of migraine, but it works for her. Now, a lot of people have migraines right there in the front. My migraines are the back of the head. So I don't know if I would have anything like that done. I have considered Botox, but here's my problem. The reason why I haven't done Botox for my migraines is I know I'm going to need a slew of it for my face later. And so I don't want to overdo it. You know, I'm just a little worried about overdosing on the Botox when I start. So, you know, right now I just deal with my migraines using the triptans. I use Excedrin migraine. I tell my husband to get the kids out of the house. I tell my husband to, block his mother from calling. And it works. But no, his mother's good. But it works. And, when it gets to the point that it doesn't, for any of you that have ever suffered from a migraine, it's horrible. It's like a knife in your head. It's one of the most horrible things to experience. So, interesting. Just have the muscle ripped out of you. Hey, it's an option for some. I know some of you are thinking, really, that's kind of drastic, but you don't know how miserable migraines are. Just miserable. But we did talk about, how my doctor, my gynecologist, had put me on a little bit of estrogen before the monthly cycle. And I know y'all don't want to sit here and listen to that, but for those of you that get monthly migraines that are hormonal, that helped. As you go off your pill or go off your birth control, to do your once a month, right? Do I have to go into all the details? You don't want to talk about. It keeps your estrogen up just enough so you don't have the estrogen drop. Remember, your progesterone needs to drop so you have your period. But you could still have some circulating estrogen. You don't want to do it all the time, but just enough to prevent that big steep drop. And it prevents migraines. Incredible. Very incredible. Cool stuff. Another thing in the news today, they were talking about an antidepressant that relieves hot flashes in more than half of menopausal women. Now, this isn't anything new to us. We've been using in America Effexor. Effexor has been very, very effective in decreasing hot flashes. It also raises your serotonin. But I guess in England now, they're using the generic form, venlafaxine, because I think Effexor now has lost its patent, so I think it's now generic. And, you know, they're finding good results with it. So for those of you that are having horrible hot flashes, but you aren't doing well in terms of being able to tolerate estrogen, you know, maybe you have, issues with breast cancer in the family or breast lumps, et cetera. You're a smoker, heart disease. Sometimes, you know, this effects or the generic form can help. Sometimes we even use clonidine. That seems to help the vasomotor symptoms. But I just think it's, you know, you just sit there and you complain about it and, you know, give your husband hell for you going through this and not him. And it'll pass. It'll pass. Okay, some quick highlights. It looks like in California, pharmacies and I don't want to name any exact brands of these stores, but many of these stores and grocery stores and pharmacies will not be able to sell cough syrup to minors. If so, they're going to be fined. I believe $250,000. There's a new law in California restricting the sale of cough medicines to minors because they're using it to get high. The dextromethorphan. Apparently, minors have been able to figure out how to get high by this. So now, if your 16-year-old wants to go and get some cough syrup because he has a little tickle in his throat, he won't be able to get it without a parent. So, I mean, I'm for that. It's just, boy, these kids. You know, they really ruin it for the rest of us. Okay. We talked about Pelosi. That was a good one. This was interesting. A new car seat can recognize your butt. This is interesting because you're going to see BC more about biometrics. Biometrics is where they can detect certain people's identity based on certain features. We talked about this with that dessert machine. Remember, Jell-O is trying out a dessert machine that will only dispense samples to adults, and they could do this by facial biometric technology. Well, now, Japanese scientists have identified another unique feature that could be read by biometric scanner, Artegis. So if you sit in a car seat or you sit at your seat in a desk, there's about 360 pressure points it will use to build a 3D profile of how you sit and who you are. And the way people sit and the way people's butts are different, so they think they could come up with a form of identity. So you don't have to use computer passwords. If you are driving in your car, you won't need to use car keys. All you have to do is sit in the car, and it'll recognize your butt. All right? I brought up, what about hemorrhoids? If you have a hemorrhoid flare-up, if you get a boil on your butt, oh, apparently they've, you know, taken this all into effect. So it could recognize your butt. They think they will be able to put this into cars as early as 2014, these fitting pressure sensors. You know, and my husband's butt is really different from mine. So what I like about that is whenever I use my husband's keys to get into a car, it'll back up because, you know, it knows the settings of the – well, our newest car doesn't do that, but we had a nicer car a while back, and it did that. And I used to get so mad because I would have to then actively bring the car seat back up, and it was never where I wanted it because if I use my husband's keys, that's – how it would identify me. But now it'll identify me by my butt. I just hope it doesn't, like, make a squeaking, you know, squealing sound saying, get off, please, get off, too heavy. Really quickly, we were talking about how red meat and kidney cancer has a link. Researchers found that people that ate a significant amount of red meat, not even a significant amount, we're talking 2 to 3 ounces of red meat per day, had an increased chance, 19% more chance of being diagnosed with kidney cancer. Women, 1 to 2 ounces of red meat a day. Cut back on your red meat. I don't think kidney cancer is as much as a scare as everything else that we could possibly be affected by with red meat. I think red meat is nice in moderation, but honestly, 2 to 3 ounces isn't that much. Many of us eat 2 to 3 ounce mouthfuls. So just watch your portions. The less, the better. Try to mix it up with some fish, mix it up with some chicken. And finally, in today's news, certain bacteria that you get in your mouth could actually predispose you to pneumonia. Yale researchers kind of looked at ICU patients and found that their bacterial flora in their mouth shifted right before they got pneumonia. So, of course, they're recommending good dental hygiene, brushing your teeth, flossing. I, of course, always recommend the water pick because it's easy to use and it works well. And you got to have clean mouths, so it not only affects the heart, but it affects your lungs. Whew! That was a lot of information for a short period of time. But look, I'm on tomorrow, so stay with us tomorrow. And if this is the last time you hear me before the year, have a great new year, happy, healthy new year, and be safe. All right, for those of you that can stay on board, we got another hour of the Dr. Dolly Show coming right up.
Take me down to the little white church. Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.